holiday morning, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A lot of people off for the holiday, but glad you're here with your radio on, and I'm glad she's here too. The organization of something like the Women's March, which took place on Saturday in the square, a huge undertaking, and it came and it went, I would say, without incident, except there were incidents. They were just all of the positive kind. I'm very, very happy that Leslie Graves is here. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. Thanks for having me. And on such a special day, too, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
I know.
The celebration of his legacy. It's just an honor to be here.
Kind of a continuation of the weekend's festivities, really.
Definitely. He was honored at the event. We had folks there from the celebration that happened last night, which was beautiful. I attended that
at Santa Rosa High School.
And those folks were also trying to get more people to participate, which I hope they are today at 10 o'clock for the day on instead of the day off.
Yeah, day of service.
So, yeah, the day of service. So I'll be there for the march later this afternoon around 3 o'clock.
A lot of marching going on.
A lot of marching. I'm ready. I didn't get to march on Saturday. I saw everybody take off from the square at noon for the Women's March after we had had our gathering and our rally and those wonderful speakers, which blew everyone away. And the march stepped off, and it took a while for everybody to get out on the route because there were 4,500 people in the square. So it was a little tight. And what was absolutely fantastic and beautiful was that as our leaders of the march, which were Tyler Avery Lewis and Penkeo Fongska, Elaine B. Holtz, and Dr. Jacqueline Lawrence, as they were making their way back into the square on 4th Street, we still had people stepping off the square onto 3rd Street.
Round downtown, yeah.
Oh my goodness. So we filled a third of a mile with participants in that march all at once. And that was a beautiful sight. It was a lot of positivity. And I have to say that everybody's energy coming forward, I was just so honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, it seemed it was a very peaceful kind of afternoon in many ways. And you talked about the speakers, Leslie, and one in particular. I had not heard of Jaden Lynn before Saturday's festivities. Tell us about her and how remarkable her comments and her speech was.
Miss Jaden Lynn, senior in high school, local here to Sonoma County. She is an indigenous native Pomo and from the Pomo tribe, as well as she is Korean. And she got up on stage and commanded everybody's attention.
Yes,
she is an amazing speaker. She first let us know the sacred ground that we were standing on was from her ancestors and her heritage of the Pomo Indian tribe. And that definitely got everybody listening. And then she went on to chronicle how she has really been an activist since she was 5 years old, speaking her truth to power and talking about how her headdress of her native people is not a costume, and that she is not submissive and her culture is not submissive. And that in 2016, she was actually invited to go to the White House, and she spoke in front of Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
And they censored her speech, and they asked her to write another one. And instead, she got up and she
read the speech.
She
as
read
written.
The speech
yeah.
as written.
She
as
was
it
electrifying.
Was yes.
A 16-year-old electrifying the audience. That was very impressive.
It really was. It left people speechless, and it gave everybody hope. And that's what Women's March is really all about. It's an opportunity for us to all come together to see each other, not on this social media link, but really in person. We see each other's signs. We're wearing on our sleeves and on our signs why we are marching, what's important to us, and it gives us hope to carry on. We've got quite a while to go before 2020. We've got about 608 days, I want to say, before that 2020 election.
Yeah, I'm counting it down more than the Democrats are.
I am. And so with that election coming up in 2020, we're going to need to stay engaged those 608 days. We're going to need to rise each other up and bring everybody along with us and make sure that things that are happening right now, that we're being held hostage in order to get a border wall funding. It is not okay. And what we want to do is we want to send those clear messages over and over again, but we need strength to do it. So we're interlocking our arms, and that's part of that march, is that we build each other up.
Talk about the conversation you had with Trump supporters prior to the march.
Yeah. You know what? We did have Trump supporters coming out to the march, and it is a free speech event. And I really wanted to make sure that every single person was welcome. We have all women, all men, people that identify. That's right. A lot of men were there, and people that identify as non-binary, and people that support Trump, people that have opposing points of view. It is important that we include them in the conversation. And it's important that they're seen, because they do occupy space in Sonoma County. They occupy space within our nation, obviously.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that when we are fighting for the things that we feel are important, like immigration, like women's rights, like education, like the ability to have science be as a fact instead of fiction, we want to make sure that folks that have opposing points of view know that we're fighting for their rights too. So when we rise up, we're going to bring everybody with us.
And there was some controversy prior to the Women's March on a national scale because of an alignment with of one of the co-chairs of the National Women's March with Louis Farrakhan and his anti-Semitic comments, etc. But that really didn't affect us here, did it?
No, it was a point for me to make sure that every time that I was hearing things that were divisive within the national march and the leadership, I wanted to make sure that here locally we showed our representation to be the most inclusive, the most diverse. You were there.
Yes.
You heard Rabbi Stephanie Kramer.
Yeah, she addressed it.
She addressed it, and you know, the speakers are not asked to say anything other than their truth. And she got up there, and let me tell you, instead of taking us to church, she took us to temple.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, she made sure that everybody knew we are stronger when we're together and when we're seen as one unified force. And she made that point. Nobody else had to make it for her. She was there using her voice for her truth. And she is a community builder. During the 2017 October fires, she opened up Congregation Shamra Torah.
Yeah,
she invited everybody in. It was a daycare center. It was a senior center. It was an overnight center. And so she knows how to build community, and she knows that we're stronger when we're all together.
And remind me, Leslie, of the last speaker of the day, or one of she, I know she's affiliated with the Living Room and many other occasions, but she also was a very eloquent speaker and fired up the group.
Yeah, you're talking about Miss Celeste Austin.
Yes.
And she has been a longtime activist throughout her life. She got up on stage, she got the microphone, and she brought her family with her. She had her 90-year-old grandmother, and she had her granddaughter that's in elementary school and her granddaughter's best friend. And it was a beautiful sight to see those different generations up on stage. And she allowed them to say a few words. She had checked in with me beforehand. I said, absolutely, go for it. They were beautiful. It was so sweet to see her granddaughter say, you know, women should have equal rights. This is coming from a little fourth
little
grader.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. So, and Celeste, being that she is a special programs director at the Living Room for women that are unsheltered and homeless, she has love in her heart to spare. And she's so compassionate. The crowd really identified with her.
It was easy to go to be crazy over her because it was a great, it was a great roster of speakers that day, and a great showing for what was practically a rainy day, rainy Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
In Sonoma County. Yeah. Yeah, it was a great turnout.
It did rain on us a little bit, and everybody was such good sports. They stayed in their spot, and, you know, their voices count, too. So when they cheer, when they boo, when they get emotional out there in the crowd, there's some great pictures of them all laughing. I don't know what that moment was. I want to find out what the moment was, but it's a great photo, and our community groups too. We had 30 community groups that are out there, and they're talking about single payer health care. They're talking about the environment. They're talking about homelessness. So there are so many issues to cover, because women's rights really is the huge umbrella for human rights for all, and that means that we're going to cover it all, because it is important to each and every one of us that these issues have equal weight.
Well, it was a very physical demonstration of the diversity in Sonoma County, and also the our willingness to participate.
Yes.
So that was very nice.
Great
at the
community.
Women's March, and also, of course, events taking place in Petaluma and Sonoma. Leslie, a well done event on
Thank
Saturday.
You.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. To
Thank you to our community that, you know, they're the ones that make it happen, because they show up. And they're going to continue to show up, and I it brings hope to me.
That's Leslie Graves, the organizer of the Women's March in Santa Rosa on Saturday. I have a feeling it won't be the last one.